when it's really hectic. Really hectic. Like, we prayed for cashiers before. There's a line of people, 10 long. And I say, look, you're having a bad day. Oh, can I see your hand? And I don't tell them I'm going to pray for them. But I get a hold of their hands immediately, go into praying for peace. And they just go, what's going on? Because the Holy Spirit just lands on them and blesses them with peace, and they feel good. I've had people say, I feel like I'm floating. This is what we're called to do. You're called to represent. Represent means represent. How can you represent Jesus to a person? Just by talking to them? Comforting is one thing, yes. But commanding things that aren't supposed to be there to go is what you're called to do. And comfort, of course. Compassion. Amen? I hope this is making sense. Makes sense to me. John 14. Woo! Gosh. If you're listening to the CD, I'm freaking out. That's why. It's just good news. Look, my whole life is full of this. I see between like 10 and 30 people healed every day. Sometimes more. On my job. Just in life. I had a person say to me today about ministry. Hey, man, you want to be careful with ministry because you know about this and you know about that. And I say, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Because look, if it's ministry, you turn it on and turn it off. Did Jesus do that?
No.
Are we to be like him?
Yes.
Then it's not our ministry, it's his.
Yes.
It's called kingdom lifestyle. It's called walking with the presence of the King flowing through you. Constantly, it never turns off. Ever. It doesn't shut down.
That's a good word.
Holy